Welcome back to Luke the Trader, and today we have Brody Sutherland here, who is the CEO of Tocqueville Ventures. And so could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Lucas, for having me. My name is Brody Sutherland, CEO of Tocqueville Ventures. I'm a geologist by background. I've been working in the mining industry for over 17 years, mainly focused on gold and silver exploration, which is what we're up to in Mexico.
And this actually brings me to my first question. So why should investors be interested at Tocqueville Ventures at the current moment?
Yeah, I mean, currently, we are drilling at our Pilar project, which, typically creates a bit of excitement. We've been active there for over 3 years. There's a at-surface gold-silver oxide deposit that we're defining. And I think we've already completed 8 holes. The first 3 holes are already at the lab. We expect results pretty quick. I think another 2 holes will get delivered within the next day to the lab. And, I think we can create some excitement there. And then, looking at the macro side of things, with the price of gold hitting all-time highs, silver looking to perform as well, we feel that this is an excellent time to take advantage of, what we've been experiencing in the sector in terms of a lack of sentiment. And, as that changes, I think there's a huge opportunity for investors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sentiment is just starting to get better. And since you already mentioned the drilling program, like how many meters are you planning to drill? How is it currently looking like?
Yeah, so for this year, we've got 7,000 meters of drilling slated. That's all helping us define and expand a maiden resource estimate we plan to put out at the end of this year. And right now, what we're focused on doing is we've got about 2,000 meters planned in a first kind of phase. We'll pause for a week to kind of get assay results in and see what those values come back with, and then plan the next 2,000 meters. And that's kind of how we continually progress. A lot of drilling upcoming. Mm-hmm. We've got an excellent team. So a lot of confidence that we can continue to expand and showcase the potential of Pilar.
Mm-hmm. In this case, are there any sort of risks or potential hurdles or perhaps delays that you're facing currently, or is it all going as planned?
In terms of the drilling, it's all going as planned. We've got an excellent drill crew on site with Canmex, and they're basically drilling a hole a day right now. And we're able to move quickly. We've got full road access across the property. Mm-hmm. So the drill is actually mounted on a truck, so it can just move to the next site. And so it's very quick in that front. In terms of broader risks, obviously, in the business that we're in, it's access to capital. Mm-hmm. We've been fortunate to align with partners to assist us with that and continue to grow. The other risk is political. Obviously jurisdictional risk is always present, but we've got an amazing team to help us navigate through that. And we feel that, Mexico, especially Sonora, the state that we're in, is an incredible jurisdiction for mining.
Well, some investors that are looking at Tocqueville Ventures, they're sort of a bit worried about Mexico. And could you perhaps give a quick introduction or just say why you think it's a great jurisdiction?
Sure. Really, a lot of those concerns are coming from the election year that's ongoing right now in Mexico. There's a federal election. It's June 2nd. The current president is on his way out. He can't serve another term. It's likely his party will get reelected. And over the last 5 years, they've been quite vocal in saying a lot of things that, sound anti-mining. However, through that 5-year term, there's been numerous mines that have been permitted. Really, you kind of have to chalk it down to rhetoric tied around the election and trying to get votes. So, that's where a lot of the concern comes from. But from our standpoint, again, especially in Sonora, which is a northernmost state. It's just south of Arizona. This is a semi-arid desert environment. Really, it's, you know, it's, someone told me the other day there's over 70 gold mines, you know, small to large scale across Sonora, which really just tells you, you know, if this is mining country. Mm-hmm. A lot of the communities there are built around mines that go back, you know, 300-400 years. So you have a local stakeholders who understand mining and appreciate it. And it also has incredible infrastructure. So, you know, both of our projects, it's a two and a half hour drive from the capital city, Hermosillo, which is known as the mining capital of Mexico. Sonora produces over a third of all the gold that comes out of Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's the top producer of copper in Mexico. You know, really, this is mining country. This is a place where people know and appreciate mining. And, you know, it gives us a lot of confidence that this is the place we want to be to continue to develop and grow as a company.
Mm-hmm. And when I looked at the presentation or the company presentation, there was one slide that I found the most interesting one, and that was the Lassonde curve and where Tocqueville falls under. So since you're planning to bring those assets sooner or later into production, how can you safeguard that process in a way to minimize potential dilution and other factors?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, looking at that Lassonde curve, you know, we've definitely gone through that initial discovery phase where, you know, in 2021, we traded from 20 cents to $1.60 when there was, you know, a sniff more of sentiment towards gold mm-hmm. in the market space. And, you know, since that time, you know, we've drilled better holes. We've added another property that has, you know, immense potential to it. We did a bulk mm-hmm. sample at Pilar to de-risk the metallurgy there. We consolidated 20 square kilometers around Pilar and, you know, taking all these steps to de-risk the projects. And now we're at this stage where, you know, typically you start to see companies trend back upwards as they go through that Lassonde yeah. curve. And I think that's where we are right now. And so, there, you know, there's a huge advantage there for investors looking for a company in that space. But the one thing I want to add to that is, you know, because we've added, you know, this other project, Picacho, which has tons of potential, we've consolidated, you know, 20 square kilometers around the original Pilar concessions that mm-hmm. We have a majority interest in, that, you know, we have tons of new discovery potential as well. So we feel that, mm-hmm. you know, we can take full advantage of that Lassonde curve in terms of where we're at in development, but also with new discovery, really amplify that. And, you know, I think that gives our shareholders a huge advantage. And, you know, in terms of managing dilution, I think the first thing to look at is, you know, we're a company that's been around since 2019, so over 4 years now. Mm-hmm. We've been working that entire time. And today we have 43 million shares out. And I challenge you to find another company that has been active for years and has 43 million shares out. And if when you look at that, you know, that'll tell you where our mindset is at in terms of dilution. So, mm-hmm. you know, what we want to achieve and what our objective is get to pre-construction, so ready to build a mine at Pilar. Mm-hmm. and be sitting somewhere between 60 and 70 million shares out. If we can do that, that's going to be a huge advantage to our shareholders because we're in a jurisdiction that is extremely low cost to build a mine. And we're talking 15 to 20 million US CapEx to build. And that means you can pay it off quickly. You know, we could pay that off within a year of first production. And after that, then that's all profit to us. So, you know, in that type of scenario, we can really minimize dilution. We are going to need to raise capital from today to when we're at that point to build. But, you know, again, you can look at our track record. It's been very focused on minimizing dilution.
Mm-hmm. And in this sort of sense, what are you looking forward to the most in the next few months, weeks?
Sure. Yeah. You know, for us, obviously drilling, it's an exciting time. I think we're testing some targets that, could, you know, be extremely beneficial to our shareholders to showcase the outer potential of Pilar. So I think, you know, that's the immediate one that we're excited about. Mm-hmm. You know, second to that, this area that we've consolidated around Pilar, has never been explored before, ever. And mm-hmm. we have very quickly shown that there is a lot of potential within that area. And one of the key areas is immediately adjacent to Pilar, which would obviously make a lot of sense for mine development to find more resource close by. And the big indicator there has been placer mining that's been ongoing for the last 2 years quite aggressively. These are miners that are going up dry creek beds. They're taking gravel material and recovering gold, free gold from that. And what they're showing us is that there's something else shedding gold. So there's some other mineralized system there that's providing that gold to those dry mm-hmm. creek beds. So I think, you know, right now we've got 150 samples. We're waiting for the results. We should have them very soon. And I think, you know, through our mapping, what we're seeing is that there's a lot bigger potential for more resource there. And so, you know, I think that is just the next big point of excitement for us, is that if we can show that Pilar is actually much, much bigger than what everyone previously thought, that's mm-hmm. going to be huge for us. And then we've got another area, you know, 5 kilometers to the north, where we've only taken a few samples so far, but it's a huge alteration zone. It's 3 kilometers long. It's 1.5 kilometers wide. The first sample we ever took out of the area came back with 5 grams gold, 100 grams silver. We went back, found some old mine workings that was assaying 3 grams mm-hmm. gold, 1,200 grams silver. And we think, you know, we're kind of high up in an epithermal system there. So just tons of, you know, that kind of exploration potential as we continue. And then, you know, more on the longer kind of term vision of what we're looking to do is it's permitting for mine development mm-hmm. and it's getting all that, together and prepared, and making sure we do it right the first time in terms of preparing all that information and submitting that this year so that we can get that in process, and take that next big step for us in terms of becoming a developer.
What are some of the things in terms of mine permitting or other permits that you have to look out for as an explorer for the initial stage and in the future?
Yeah, in terms of, you know, exploration, it's quite simple in Sonora. You know, it takes, you know, roughly a month to get a permit for drilling. Right now, today, like, we're permitted for 84 drill pads at Pilar that are good for over another year from today. So we can do a lot of work at Pilar with our current permits. But mm-hmm. as we look to delineate new targets in this bigger expansion area, we'll permit for that. And it's a relatively quick timeline to do that. So there's no real issues there. In terms of mine development, you know, what we're looking at is making sure that we have the right people involved that can guide us through that process and minimize any delays as we go through it. Obviously, really, you go through an environmental impact assessment, in essence. Mm-hmm. And as you build that out, you want to make sure that it's got all the correct elements to it, that as the regulators review it, you know, there's no concerns there. So really, it's kind of managing that process and making sure we have the right people involved, which, again, mm-hmm. being in a jurisdiction that is largely built around mining, means that you have amazing quality people that have been in the industry for a long time that understand what needs to be done. And we can take full advantage of that.
It sounds great. And since we're sort of at the end of our interview, is there anything that you want to highlight or any sort of last mentions?
Yeah, you know, I really just want to summarize that we've got an amazing team. You know, Mexico is an incredible jurisdiction, especially Sonora. For a company like us to grow and build, it's perfect. You know, I've worked all over the world in very challenging jurisdictions, and I feel Sonora is one of the lowest costs to not only explore but develop. There's a very, you know, easy, streamlined path towards development and permitting, which I think is quite refreshing compared to other jurisdictions, like even where I live in Canada. And, you know, that's a huge benefit for shareholders when they're looking at that. The other thing is looking at the market right now. And, you know, it's been a challenging decade for the commodity sector. And I think what we're starting to see is that change. As that sentiment changes, I think there's going to be tons of potential. And I think, you know, investors need to look for quality companies that have good management, a track record of delivering, and I think they'll do extremely well. So, you know, obviously we feel like we fit a lot of those check marks required to take full advantage of the market that's coming.